Well, hello, everyone. I'm outside with the dog. As you can hear, there's some construction going on across the street. They're very loud about it. Somebody over there is singing at the top of his lungs a traditional... I don't know. It's in Spanish, so I don't know where it's... I don't know what the song is. Maybe it's contemporary. Maybe it's a brand new song, hot on the radio. Don't know. Those other sounds you hear are me shifting around in the hammock because I don't want the dog to jump on me. She hears me talking here and she thinks this is her invitation. It is currently 60 something degrees, which I know some of you in warmer climes are thinking, Scott, how could you be out there in shorts? Well, for here, it's the first real warm weather we've had this year. We had a couple other days, I guess, but it's the first real signs of spring. I'm looking at a tree full of blooming something flowers that are probably going to make us all sneeze ourselves to death shortly. Right now, they're just nice looking. Listen to them hammering away back there. I cannot wait until they're done. You can hear the wind chime as well. Oh my gosh, they're so loud. Anyway, I thought I would take some time and do a diary episode, and it's been a very long time. As you heard at the top of this, you know what, maybe I'll put them here at the end. Yeah, that's what I'll do. At the end of this thing, you're going to hear unreleased recordings of Kim and I while we were in Mexico that I totally forgot to post. So that was like a month and a half ago. But I'm going to let you hear those now, because why waste the time, right? Why waste the audio? Got to let it live somewhere. But don't, you know, just don't be shocked that this is a month and a half later and life has gone on. just got over a horrible cold that has left me really not too bad. I thought it would... It felt like one of those that was so bad, it had a fever involved and all sorts of things, that I'd end up like months-long cough after that. Or weeks at least, and I really don't have one. I mean, I've got the occasional little tick, but that's about it. I wish if all illnesses like that could just kind of come, hit you, and then go away, that'd be great. Usually end up with like persistent coughs or weird ear infections or, you know, whatever. Got a case of the bronchitis. When I get that kind of illness so rarely, it's been almost 18 months since the last time I had anything resembling a cold, so it seems like every time he hammers, I'm talking, and when I'm not talking, he's not hammering. I guess he's done now. You start to get paranoid when you hear this all day. Anyway, it's been a long time since I've done one of these, and I decided it was time because I don't like taking that much time in between things. I think the last one you got may have been like November, October. That's no good. That's not a sign of regularity. In fact, you could make the argument that's a sign of irregularity. You hear that? What is that they're making? And I wish they were still singing. You could hear that guy going. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to I won't do an impression of it because it'll sound racist. But it sounded like something you might hear in a Chee-Chee's, which is fine. You know, whatever. They don't want to hear me blaring my, I don't know, 90s best of grunge or whatever I might have playing. Anyway, it sounds like a giant like one of those old school typewriters in the 40s. Someone's just pounding away on a typewriter. Yes, Mr. Williams, anything you need, sir? Kind of secretarial stuff going on. Anyway, man, so much stuff been going on. I don't even know where to start with this. I almost did a whole entire angry version of the podcast a couple of days ago. Because of, I wouldn't call it an argument, but a confrontation I had on Twitter that I thought touched on some broader issues that might be worth talking about here, but I've had some time to think about it, and the steam has sort of fizzled out, and I'm not nearly as upset as I was, so maybe I don't care now. And you're all thinking, well, gee, Scott, you can't just say that and then not tell us. Yeah, I can. I totally can do that. You know, it's like, speaking of Twitter the other day, I tweeted that I had started, and it was actually based on the same thing, so I guess it's the same story, but I was going to do an angry public tweet about this. Not so much angry, but just me getting off my chest what was bugging me about this altercation. And then I looked at it for a second, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to save this as a draft, and then if in 10 minutes this doesn't still seem important to me, I'm not going to post it. So I saved it, went and did some stuff, came back 10-15 minutes later, opened it, looked at it, then read it, and hated it, and went, oh man, this is like the epitome of emotion on page. You do not want to post this now, because you're not feeling so hot about it now. Or it's not an important place to put it, or your wording sucks, or whatever my reasons were, and there were many reasons why I thought it was bad, so I just deleted it. And it felt kind of good to do that. I'm going to start doing that more. Not that I'm known for angry, tweets that incite violence or rage or anything. But there are times where I'll reply out of just pure emotional reaction, gut reaction. Like a lot of people do. I'm certainly not alone in that. But it seems like we would do better as a social media population if we, you know, got it out of our heads, wrote it down, then saved it. Doesn't have to be so immediate. Saved it. Come back a little bit later and then see what you think. And if you still like it, it's like these comic ideas I get in the middle of the night. I'll draw, you know, or write out something at 2:30 in the morning because it seems like the most hilarious thing ever. And oh man, is that going to make a great comic? The next day I'll get up and I'll look at it and it's terrible and I'll throw it away. It's just like dumb. Well, if I would have drawn it at 2:30 in the morning, I probably would have, and I would have thought it was great then, but I would have been, you know, all the regret and time spent would have been such a waste. So it's the same thing. If our modern society has forgotten how to do anything, I think maybe it's just to pause for a second, to take a minute, to not try to fill every single space with reaction and words and commentary all the time immediately. Sometimes you just need to get in a hammock and listen to people hammer nails and cut wood and move trucks around and back up tractor type units. And not just about taking time out, but taking time away from your most reactive self. Because if you think about it, human beings, regardless of their station or how oppressed they may be at any given time or how free they may be feeling at any given time, the only true freedom we have is how we react to whatever it is. So if I'm a billionaire and I'm on my yacht in the middle of the ocean, all I really can do is decide what to do next. Do I eat this beluga caviar? Do I throw this hook into the water and try to catch a swordfish? Do I roll over and sleep some more? Do I, you know, like whatever my leisurely choice is, but it's still all you have. If you're, in a concentration camp in World War II, you only have one choice. You only have one freedom, and that is, how are you going to react to things? Will you hoard your bread and kick other inmates around, or will you share what you have because you can? And it's better for the whole than it is just for you. You know what I mean? Like, you still have a choice. So my thinking in our modern day, as defined earlier by all the social media talk, this one aspect of our lives, we could probably do with a little more decision-making that isn't... There is no timer. There is no clock ticking. There is no, you must respond to this person if you're going to. It has to be in the next 30 seconds. Somebody trolls you, can look at it, read it, think about it, come back to it, or never touch it at all. Like, sometimes that's the thing to do. Anyway, I've been thinking a lot about that. I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm mainly talking to myself because I would like to be better at that. I don't know if I need to, but I want to. Rainer's looking at me like, She should be a part of this. You can't be a part. Stay there. Don't jump up here.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, lay down. Gosh dang it, dog. There you go. Good girl. You want to sing for the you want to sing for the podcast? Here, let's try it. Ready? I can get her going. Anyway, I'll try to be a little more regular with these, for reals. I know this has been bad, so I know I keep saying that too. I'll quit saying that. How about that? I'll just put them out when it makes sense, and I hope you keep enjoying them, because I sure like making them. And yeah, I really do, actually. I've just been so busy. I've spread myself so thin. That's the other thing I gotta do. I got some stuff on the bubble I gotta make a decision on. You know, it's fun to, I love everything I'm doing, but at some point I have to be realistic and look at some of them and go, probably cut that one out. That one's not really performing either financially or numbers wise or whatever. And I really should be drawing more. So maybe I could cut that out. Maybe I should be recording more. I got to cut that out. Like there's fat on the bone. Get down to the lean meat. None of this should be taken as a hint. I have no idea what I'm doing. No what idea. Ow, Rainer, that hurts, you booger. All right, so I'm going to pause, and or not pause, but you can hang around here and listen to the Mexico stuff. It's brief and dumb, but you might enjoy it. And I'll see you next time, right here, on Diary of a Cartoonist. Oh my gosh. Did you hear that? All right, so, oh my gosh, right when I hit record, the wind blew. So Kim and I are by the dock, sitting on some chairs. Hi, honey.
Hi.
And it's night. There's a lighthouse over there. Look, it's spinning. Isn't that cool?
Those are people on the other pier, babe.
Oh. No, wait.
The lighthouse is over there.
Oh.
There's just people hanging out on their phones out on the other pier. It looks like a lighthouse.
It does. The way it was doing it. Yeah. Oh, there. See, the water came all the way up. So we're getting some serious high tide going, which is pretty fun to watch. Ooh, that one could come right up my butt. Here we go. Bring it.
There's some rocks right there, so it's stopping it, but yeah.
Bring it on, nature. Oh, the wind. Sorry. I know this must sound terrible. Anyway.
You sound great, babe.
We're having a lovely time. We just had a steak dinner, which is lovely.
Whoa.
And, everyone's asking, why are you having steak in Mexico? Well, they eat beef here, okay? Just calm down, everybody. They have beef here.
We reserved a night at the steakhouse. We decided to try everything once.
Yeah, there's sushi tomorrow, but we're not sure we're doing it because Kim can't do seafood or seaweed.
Seaweed, yeah.
And I don't like it either. I'd prefer soy paper, but I don't know if we're going to have that kind of pickiness down here. I'm not sure they even know how to make that sushi. But the whole reason we signed up for it is because that's weird,
well,
right?
Well, because we wanted to try all the restaurants. There are six restaurants
in the resort. Yeah. The best one so far is just this huge buffet.
It's really good.
Yeah. Everything else is fine, but the buffet just has tons of choice, and the food's pretty good.
And it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. And they have a lot of Mexican stuff there that's authentic, so you can get a taste of that. But the I think when they do the sushi, it's going to be weird, like the Italian place.
No. It's
like, what if we made spaghetti with freaking squeak of fish juice in it? It was okay, but it was fishy. Like, it was a fishy spaghetti.
You're on the ocean. Let it go.
Yeah, I am on the ocean. I should let it go. Oh, the wind.
No complaints, though. None at all.
No complaints. We're having a blast. There's lots of funny stories to tell when I go. But we'll save that for later. Anyway, just wanted to check in. Day two.
Three. We got her.
Well, we've been here three nights, right? Third night?
Yeah, third night.
Third night. Tomorrow's fourth night.
Yes.
Then comes the fifth night.
Yes.
Then
good
we
job,
fly
good
home.
Job.
Bye. Hey, everybody. It's day two. The epic trip. You hear that? That's the ocean, yo. We're down here on the coast. While everyone back up there is having dinner, are getting ready to party the night away and have animalistic sex with strangers. We are down by the coastline listening to these waves. It's probably getting a lot of mic wind. I apologize. It's very windy tonight. Anyway, talk to you soon.